Jonathan Honig at CapitalistPig.com. Watch him on Fox Business. Follow him on Twitter. Jonathan joins us most Tuesday mornings at the same time. Jonathan, good morning. This stock market has been quiet after an all-time high. Is it too quiet? Is that a warning? Sell, sell, sell? Hold on one second. Jonathan, supposedly
quiet.
There.
That's real quiet.
Jonathan, are you there, sir?
Great to be with you. Good morning.
Good morning, sir. So let me repeat the question if I can. The stocks have been very quiet after all-time highs. It's cooled off a little bit. It's not, the bubble has not burst. But is that a warning sign for people? Is it actually time to start selling off today?
Well, you know, it's getting late in the tooth here, John, and great to be with you. Yeah, I mean, market was just at all-time highs, but it actually is turning now 8 years old, 8 years old this week. Mark was at what, 6,000 8 years ago. It's gone up 224%. And my God, what an 8 years it's been, guys. I mean, back then Apple was at $12 a share. Apple's at $140 today. So a lot of people wondering, maybe, although it's been a great 8 years, the market has gone a little too far, even now a little too fast. And I have to say, kind of a warning sign I'm seeing, guys. And, you know, we say it's time in the market. It's not timing the market. But you're starting to see not only a lot of folks get very bullish, but some of these big high-profile names, like, remember GoPro, those little cameras that you'd attach on anything? That stock at a lifetime low now. And even Snap, and they do Snapchat, just came public. Their stock closed down 10% yesterday. So mixed signals as always. The economic data is looking better. But there's some that are saying now 8 years into a bull market, maybe the big move has already gone underway.
John and Ray talking with Jonathan Honig this morning. Jonathan, I noticed, thanks to online retailers, that department stores are having a problem. And here in Chicago, we've got a huge mall out in the western burbs, which is going to be tore down and made way for some apartment complexes and senior living. That's really going on all over the country, isn't it?
Yeah, you are seeing, Ray, a revaluation and a change in retailing in this country, just as you saw with print publications and print in the first part of the 2000s. JCPenney, Macy's, Kohl's, some of these stores are simply not going to make it over the next couple of years. JCPenney stock at a lifetime low, that's $6. As essentially, these companies are getting Amazon. You mentioned some of the real estate now. The mall real estate is emptying out, and the retailers themselves are really starting to feel it. So I would agree with a lot of the analysts who are saying you're going to start to see some of these companies really on life support, like Macy's, like JCPenney, actually bite the dust. But, you know, I guess we were used to Marshall Field's for so long. We got over that. Pretty amazing now to see Macy's, the parent company, and so many of these mall-based retailers in big trouble, right?
What do you think about this new Republican replacement of Obamacare? I know it was just released yesterday. Of course, it's not the final bill. They'll start debating in a couple of committees tomorrow up at the House of Representatives. But have you had a chance to kind of glance at it, and will it help or hurt our wallets?
Republican or Democrat, guys. I mean, if we, any of us, ran our business or our finances like legislators running our health care, we would not be in business for very long. I you know, as a business owner, and my God, as a patient myself, I just resent this every week, having to wake up and see what my health care plan is going to be 6 months, a year into the future. I think the real problem here, John, is that it doesn't reduce government's role in providing and regulating health care. We're still going to have that rule, for example, that insurers must provide care. So there's still going to be subsidies. There's still going to be intervention. And I think, like, with whether it's student loans or ethanol or the mortgage crisis, where government sticks its nose in our business, that's where the trouble really begins.
A lot of people are calling it Obamacare 2.0.
I think that's a great assessment. A lot of the elements are still there. It's just got a new flashy gold-colored Trump label around it.
Jonathan, thank you for the analysis and your time this morning. We appreciate it, sir. We'll talk to you again next week.
Be well.
Take care.